Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Making Moves. I'm here today with two incredible creators, Miss Laura Lee and Manny MUA.
Hi you guys, how are you?
Thanks so much for coming on the show, I'm so excited. And I'm fangirling because I love you both.
Well, we love you. No, we love you.
I'm so honored. Okay, tell me everything. I'm like, how did the podcast start? How did the friendship start? Let's get into it.
We have a podcast, Full Coverage, which has been like the most fun journey ever. We've been enjoying it so much. We've been doing it for what, over a year and a half now?
Yep.
A year and a half. Yep. We're like, we've just passed our 100 episodes.
Crazy.
So it was just something like, we're like, we've been friends for so long and people really have enjoyed our banter and our like, just our vibes together. So like, why not we do
our teams kept asking us to do it. And we were like, no, we don't want to do We're busy. And they're like, no. They're like, it's so hard to find two people that will like work together and like have good banter. Yeah. Like they're like, it's hard to come across. And like, they were like, you guys have been friends for like 7 years. You just already have it. So just like do it. And so we finally were like, okay, fine. But we went on with like a little bit of help. Like we saw with the network. Because we had way too much on our plate. Because you know we have brands too. And then all the social media. So we were like, it's too much. So we got help before going into immediately.
Right.
We need an editor.
As you should.
Yeah.
Because we were like, we cannot add on all this. So once we got all the help, we're like, okay, fine, we'll start it. And it has been honestly one of our most fun things we've ever done.
That's great. Because I feel like people don't realize that everything else, you're like doing 80 million people's jobs. Like you're the production coordinator. Yep. You're the producer. You're the glam. You're the, like most people have like all those people hired.
Yeah, exactly.
So the podcast is probably fun because you're not doing every little thing, but you're doing still a lot.
Right. Exactly. And the thing is, like, we record.
Yeah.
We figure out what we're going to talk about. We record, and then we send it in, and then we just upload it. So it's, like, it's not as hard of work in comparison to, like, other things that we do, like, our brands or, like, YouTube and things like that.
Yeah. What would you say is your hardest, like, work that you do?
I would either say my brands or my YouTube channel, because you know YouTube is such a beast.
So hard.
It is literally a production company.
It's the hardest platform.
The hardest platform. You're like making movies like every week, essentially, like a TV show, but you produce it, film it, do the like whenever an actor goes on set, they have everything done for them and they just walk on and they need to know how to act in their lines.
Yeah,
we have to do lighting, sound, mics, glam, everything, edits,
content,
ideas, production, producing. And so I would say that that and my brands take all my time.
Same with the brand. Like for me, it's probably my brand because I feel like I'm the most stressed and the most like intense with my brand. Like with Lunar, I'm very, very like honed in on like everything. Like obviously like I do everything with that too. I do PD, I do the testing, I do the creation, I do everything with my brand. So I think that is like something I focus like the most on because I just want it to be like the best that it can be. Mm-hmm. And of course, YouTube would be like my very close second.
What is it like having, I guess, essentially a coworker now that you guys have this podcast together?
We totally talked about this before. So I feel like it's like just changes like the dynamic like a little bit. You know what I mean? Like a little bit because it's like we work together, but we're also like really close friends. So we have to like almost like pull time aside for just like us.
Yeah.
And like our friendship time and things like that. Like, even this week, like we had a lot of like work things for this week. This is like our third thing that we had that's like work, like kind of related. Mm-hmm. But we were like, okay, on Wednesday night or Tuesday night, we're going to go to dinner after.
No work.
It's going to be about us.
No work.
And no work. I feel like it's about carving out time for like ourselves and like our friendship.
It's kind of weird because now it's like a balance. And before we didn't have that, it was just a friendship.
Yeah.
And now it's like work partners. I will say we work more than we play, which is very unfortunate.
It's very annoying.
It's very annoying. Mm-hmm. I fuss about it more than him. I'm like, but that's work shit. We never have fun.
And I'm like, I just want to see you.
You're like, I'm scheduling another podcast for us to go on.
And to me, that's like, I was like, oh my God, I get to see you. I'm so excited. And I was like, but I want to do fun stuff, you know? So yeah. So and for me, it's like, I just, and like, I'm just happy to see her. So
he is a good partner too. I feel like there's been so many fallouts with like friendships.
Yeah,
girl.
That's scary.
It is.
But we have worked together in capacities before.
That's true.
Much smaller capacities. Yeah. And we've always like worked really well together. Mm-hmm. So we're like, if we do this too, like, I just can't imagine it even going awry. Mm-hmm.
I think it helps too when you already have your own business and you've worked with other people. A lot of people, when they just start a podcast, it's like their first work endeavor, period.
Yes.
And they don't know how to act. Yeah. They don't know how to act.
They're not YouTubers.
Yeah.
I think it helps.
It helps
like because we have been long form content creators for a very long time. You know what I mean? So like now we're like obviously getting to the short form because like with TikTok and everything going on. But because we've been doing that for so long, we're like, oh, we can like talk on a podcast. Like, it's not going to be so hard. We can do it, you know?
What has been like the evolution of your friendship? Like, why did y'all click more than you with anyone else?
That's a great question. I feel like me and Manny, I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago, we clicked and we had mutual friends, which is what kind of brought us together as friends. Like we had met separately at beauty events, but it was just like always acquaintances and stuff. But
like
we had,
in passing.
And then we had mutual friends, which led us to hanging out a little more because we would hang out with the mutual friends. And then something about us, we just had like the same priorities, not the same personality, but like the same goals. I enjoyed my time around him more than others.
Sense of humor.
Well? Okay.
100%. I feel like when I like met Lauren, like we actually like hung out. I remember I invited her to like a premiere to come. I was like, come with me to it. Like even though we had never done anything together, just us two. It was always like we were in a group or in a friend setting or an event or something like that.
Off,
it's so hard. It's kind of like, oh, I don't want to make you feel like people are not involved or excluded.
It was very that, by the way.
That's exactly what it was.
Okay, so what was the group? Who was in the group? And then
it wasn't even like a group necessarily that we were in. It was more so like actual just like other people in the influencer scene that we were also friends with, but like we would see each other and like I would see them through them and I'd be like, oh, hey, how are you? But then like I finally was kind of like, girl, like we always like hit it off, like just come.
It was like a mass amount of us too. It was like Gabriel Zamora, which also is one of our good friends still to this day. Yes. But we kind of like became besties out of the group.
Yes.
But yeah. I don't know, there was like a, like Nikita too was hanging out with us. So, and then we kind of like branched off and we just always started to hang out a little more alone. Mm-hmm. So like our connect, we were like kind of connected a little bit more.
And why were you so compatible?
I don't know. I think we just had so many of the same goals because everybody in the group was like doing different stuff. We were all doing social media, but everybody was like, some people were doing high production stuff. Some people were doing more short form stuff even back then. Some people were just doing Instagram. And I feel like me and you were like the only ones in the group that were like doing YouTube like 3 or 4 days a week.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah.
Well, this was like, mind you, like 7 years ago.
Like, yeah, this was like 7 or 8 years ago.
And so it's nice to have someone that like is in the same space as you that like gets your goals, gets your vibes. And I feel like our senses of humor, like we're really like honed in on each other's. Like they were so easy. We would just laugh all the time together and just like have a chill ass time because she's very chill and I'm very chill too. Like we don't, we're not the type that like will like get mad at like stupid shit, you know? Like we like don't care. Like we, and like that's like something I feel like we really bonded over because other people in our lives would easily get mad at like the stupidest shit. And I'm like, girl, I can't be your fucking friend. Like, this is crazy. Like,
this isn't realistic.
Like, this is so unrealistic. Like, we're literally grown as adults. So I think that because we had that immediately, where it's like, oh, I fuck with you.
Okay.
And even if I was annoyed with something you did, I could tell you. You know? Without which is like really, being like without crazy. Being a big deal, which is really nice. It's hard to find your friends. Yeah.
And I was listening to your recent podcast and you said you were the more blunt one.
100%.
Yeah. At face value, I guess.
I feel like if you ask me something, I'm more likely to tell you kind of. I'm not one to go around and be like, I think this.
Yeah. Right, right.
But if you ask, I'll tell.
Got it.
He is a little softer. You know?
I will tell as well. It just takes me a little longer.
It takes a little longer to get there.
I'm going to fluff you the fuck. Listen, you ask me, like, what do you think about? I'm like, I think that you're so fucking incredible,
you're
wonderful,
like,
iconic.
I love your bra.
However.
You're amazing.
However,
but you sucked at this.
Yeah. It's going to just take me a little second to get there because I don't like, I just can't in my head like do the bluntness as easily. Mm-hmm. But I will get there.
I remember in college, there was this class I took and the professor told us that there's this color theory type thing where everyone's like a different color. It's like a personality trait type thing. Mm-hmm. And it was essentially saying some people need more fluff than others. Oh. Some people are like straight shooters. I think it was like a blue. If you're blue, you need more fluff or whatever. And they use this strategy in like the military and in like big corporate companies and stuff because it was, it's basically like teaching adults how to approach different people and like deliver news.
Yes.
Or, you know, give them feedback or whatever. And some people like you wouldn't want fluff, but you would enjoy it. And like, and you can take it. You can take the heat or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I honestly, like, I'm so, like, open to criticism, too. Like, in the way of, like, with my friends. And I'm like, if I'm asking you something, like, I really want you to tell me the tea.
But it's how you deliver it.
But it's my delivery. Like, I want to be a little softer in my personal delivery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's so interesting. So do you, when you need to tell Manny something, be really real, do you give a little fluff beforehand?
I don't think so.
No, she's real.
Straight shooter.
I'm a straight shooter.
Like, you know what? But the thing is, with me and Laura, like, we like never gone into fights. Like we're not like the fighting friends. But we are good communicators with stuff. Uh-huh. So which like if there's something that's bothering her, or something bothering me, we can be like, yo, like this bothered me for this reason. And I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go ahead and figure out a plan to devise. Like I'm very much a type of like I don't want her to ever feel.
You're very sensible.
I'm very sensible.
You
I'm very like aware.
You can come to you with information and you digest it and take it well. I feel like too, like in life, like whenever I've got my feelings hurt with information, is always the best thing because it's what I didn't want to hear. And that's why my feelings were hurt, but it always helped me out the most. Like, whenever anyone's been soft with me or just not been straight with me, it's like kind of keeping yes men around you. Where,
that's
you know what
so
I mean?
True.
Yeah, it's true.
I was thinking about that with creators.
Like, oh my God, you're amazing. Oh my God, everything you do is amazing.
Yes,
oh my God, you look amazing. How does that ever help me now. I'm not one to ever criticize someone. If you ask, that's why I say if you ask, I'll tell. So if I ask someone, you can just shoot me straight, even if it hurts my feelings. Mm-hmm. That was probably exactly what I needed to hear.
100%.
I always think when like hiring team members, I'm like, I want someone who's going to be real.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not who's just going to be a yes man. Because I'm like, I have yes men.
For sure.
Those are easy.
Someone real.
Yes mm-hmm. men are yeah. easy. They're a dime a dozen. Mm-hmm. Yes, you're great. Amazing. Everything's perfect. I don't want to step on toes. I don't want to hurt feelings. But this is like, how do you grow? How do you change? How do you get better?
Mm-hmm. 1,000,000%.
I completely agree.
Do you think y'all would have been friends in high school or
no.
growing up?
No,
why?
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. We've literally, it's so funny you say this because like we literally have had these conversations yeah. before. And we, like, Laura no. has literally told me, she's like, I just don't think that we would have been friends.
I know.
And I'm like, I think you're right. And I'd be like, honestly, T.
Wait, why?
In high school, we were literally such different
polar opposites.
He, like,
what were you like?
I like to skip class. I like to smoke cigarettes, drink alcohol, find
very extroverted, popular.
Very extroverted, tons of friends, hated making good grades, didn't give a shit what teachers thought about me, like, none of that.
And were you like an it girl?
I don't think so.
I think she was.
I will okay. not say I was.
I'm going to do it for her. I think
were
she was.
Were you pulling guys?
I had always
she
had a boyfriend.
Maybe she had men.
Okay.
Men's
but
is.
I always kept a boyfriend, you know, on my side. I always had a lot of friends. And, like, not that it was a priority for me. It's just, like, it is what I enjoyed in high school. I enjoyed having a good time.
Okay.
And he was, like, definitely more into his grades. He didn't drink. Still doesn't.
Wait, mm-hmm. really?
Never. Yeah, but,
mm-hmm. I was, like, more like a...
Anime.
Anime.
Teacher's
pet.
Pet
low-key.
Really?
Yeah, very much.
Were
like
you
I had straight A's. Yeah, I was good okay. at school. I was good at, like, getting people to like me. That's, mm-hmm. like, something I was always good at. Like, really good at, like, getting my teachers to really enjoy me. And, like, even if I wasn't, like, doing good at something, like, they would always pass me and give me a good grade because they're like, oh, he's such a hard worker. Like, I was always, like, a hard worker in school. I was never the type that was, like, oh, like, you know, disobedient, nothing like that. Like, yeah. I was literally a goody two-shoes.
You know what? That makes so much sense to me because, I mean, I already told Laura this when I saw you at the painted party or whatever, but same with you, Manny. You're really good at, like, complimenting people, making everyone feel welcome, being so nice to everyone no matter who they are. Like, anytime I've been around you and y'all didn't know who I was, you were so nice. Mm. I feel like that's rare in this industry.
Very yeah. rare.
And that makes sense. Like, thinking about you as a kid, like, in high school, getting the teachers
I was
to
a
like you.
I was a people pleaser, like, really okay. intensely growing up. And, like, I think a part of it is, like, gay trauma.
Oh.
For sure. And, like, now as an adult, like, when I hear things like that, I'm like, oh, that's why I was like that. Because I was, like, so scared of people finding out that I was gay that I would try to make you like me before you figured
Whoa.
It out. In case you didn't like me because I was gay.
So were you not out in high school?
No, I wasn't.
When did you come out?
Not till, like, college.
Wow.
Not till college. And I was, like... I had told, like, my best friend at the time, and, like, no one else really. Mm-mm. I was very not, like, I didn't know. Like, I grew up Mormon. Like, I didn't even know what being gay was.
And
so
where did you
I was very
grow
confused.
Up?
San Diego.
Okay. And where did you go to college?
SDSU.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you came out in college.
Yes. I was, like, outed. And my parents asked me, they're like,
oh, really?
Yes.
You were like,
they're like, do you like boys? And I was like, I don't know. I came out as, like, bi first.
Okay.
Because a lot of times, like...
It's a little safer.
It's a little safer. And it's kind of like a gateway. Low-key, it's
gateway.
Like, the gateway
yeah.
to get into the LGBT community. For me, like, that's how I felt it was. Because it's like, oh, my parents still, like, thought I could have a chance with a girl. You know? Very, like, oh, I think I'm just bi. I still have crushes on girls.
Well, were you dating girls ever growing up?
I dated one girl in high school.
Okay.
I dated one girl, but she was my best friend at the time. It was more so, like, should we just date? Like,
yeah.
we're boy and girl.
yeah.
And we're
yeah,
best
yeah,
friends
yeah,
already.
Yeah,
should we
yeah.
just, like, date? So, like,
we're
like that's...
We're boy and girl.
Like, we're boy and girl. So, we dated for, like, 3 months. And that was
okay.
it. And, like, and
Go
then
crazy.
I was, like, and then afterwards I was, like, there's, like, no difference.
You're
like, why
I don't
are we doing
really
this? This is so dumb. I was, like, this is so dumb. So, we just stopped dating. But, yeah, I was never, like, with... like girls or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So I was just very much like the opposite of Laura.
Wow.
Yeah. So I just don't think we would ever like cross paths.
I would have been
high school.
Friends with you because I know you. I would have copied your homework.
Yes.
I was
yes.
friends with everybody in high
kid.
School, you know, because I was like such a chitter chatter, mm-hmm. like talkative, always in
yeah.
trouble in class.
You were chatty.
So chatty. Yeah. So like anybody who sat next to me, baby, you better get ready because I'm going to be all up in your shit. Like I'm going to be talking to you. You're going to be my forced friend.
I
so
love
I
it.
Know we would have. Like kicked it, but you've been my like.
Laura would have talked to
he would have been like my seventh period, my
You're
friend.
Like,
yes.
Your school friend.
The, my,
yes.
my seventh
yeah.
period friend that I love. Oh, that's my friend Manny that I always hang out with in seventh period. It would have been that.
I'll be seeing his fucking shit.
And every time in the hallway, Manny!
Hey,
you know, I was very
and I'd
that.
Be like this, like.
Trust me, every class I had like six or seven groups of people where I'd be like, that's my girl. There's my people.
Were you guys in any extracurriculars?
I played volleyball.
I did not play any sports my whole entire life.
Any clubs?
No clubs, no sports, nothing my whole entire life. The only club in high school I was a part of, it was called JAG. I think it was like JAW. I don't know. It was a class they put you in if you are a super low income family that had like,
okay,
if your situation was slightly less fortunate, mm-hmm. they would put you in JAG because it helped kids who, I don't want to say less likely to go to college, but
helped with extra things.
Yes, to get them prepared for the real world and jobs.
That's like
in
awesome. Hopes,
yeah, so
that's amazing.
It was a cool class because they let us go to McDonald's one day. So that's all.
That's
cool.
Fucking
I was like,
cool.
I got JAG.
Go JAG.
We're going to McDonald's. Literally. That's all I knew. That's
she
all.
She never
I knew.
Comes back to school.
And when I got put in the class, I didn't even know what it was. I just remember it being like the fun class. Yeah. And like you automatically get an A because you literally just learn how to fill out interviews and like fill out job
really
applications.
That's really awesome. They have that. Mm-hmm. I always mm-hmm. think about all the stuff I need to know now, like about taxes,
dude.
Buying a house, like all those things, and they don't teach you.
That's mm-hmm. so sad because they teach you so much in high school, and it's like, how is that not like day one?
Yeah.
That should be like a course every single year you're in high school until
I
you.
Agree.
Yeah,
I cannot agree more.
Taxes is like you have to do them right, or you will go to prison.
Or you're doomed. Or you're literally doomed.
Yeah, literally. Or even
are
like
you audited?
Car registration, car insurance.
Yes.
I'm like,
insurance,
I'm,
health insurance,
health insurance.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like, a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com. What do you wish you would have known earlier?
I was thinking about this today. It's so funny you asked that. Maybe I manifested that question.
Wow.
But I was literally like, if I coming out of high school, like, what is something I wish I would have done different? Because I was filming a TikTok videos and I was thinking of things to talk about. I was like, maybe I should talk about that. I didn't, but now I am.
Okay.
Here we are. I was like, I focused so much on what everybody else around me was doing in high school, especially whenever they were graduating. Like, I didn't have any plan for myself. So automatically, I was like, what are all my best friends doing? What's everyone doing? They're all going to college. So I couldn't get in college because my GPA was so low graduating.
What was your GPA?
I think it was like a 2.something, maybe 2.3, 2.4.
Okay. And did you apply to college?
I applied. Please? I couldn't get into any colleges. So I had to wait till I was 21 to get into college because they don't look at your high school GPA whenever you hit 21. At least they didn't 10 years ago. Mm. This was past 10 years ago. Gosh.
And you wanted like new college grades or something?
I just thought I needed to go to college. Like, I was like, I'm going to be a failure at life if I don't go to college. Like, I won't be good at anything. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to flop because that's, like, what success is. And so, because that's what my friends were doing. So, I was,
that's
like,
trying. That's what society made it seem, too.
It did. Like,
you have to go. Do you still think that?
No, my God. Mm-hmm. That's the biggest mistake of my fucking life.
Really? Going to college?
Yes. I should have literally said, fuck this shit. I'm not good at school. It's not for me, but I'm a genius at my own right. And I had a teacher tell me that my senior year.
Wow.
I failed his. He was the hardest math teacher in our whole school, and I failed his class, so I wasn't graduating. And he pulled me outside the class. I was like, this man's about to rip me a new asshole, because this teacher did not fuck around with you. One time I came in his class smelling like cigarettes. Girl, he literally stood up and
lit,
like,
you on fire.
Slammed his hand so hard on the desk. I was like, ah. He was like, who's been smoking cigarettes? And I was like, fuck. It was me. He literally, y'all, he kicked me out of his class three times.
Were you smoking cigs?
I had smoked them before class in my car, like on the way to school.
Oh, go
so
crazy,
I was
girl.
Literally like,
no, literally, I'm like, period.
Like, let me live. But anyways, like,
work on a vibe on the way to school.
Literally.
Playing driver's license if it came out back then.
I was a wild one. And so I was like, why is he getting on to me? This is not illegal. Like, literally, I'm in class. But anyways, he was just a preference. He was such a strict teacher. And for him, he pulled me. He said, listen to me. He was like, you need to focus on what you're good at in life. Like, don't worry about all this.
Whoa.
He literally said that. And this is That's not so the profound. Teacher to tell you that. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? This is the teacher who all he cares about is grades. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to let you graduate. So he like passed me. He let me graduate. But he was like, when you go out into the world, do not worry about any of this. You need to focus on what you're good at. And I didn't do that. I did the opposite of what he told me to do until I figured out that that's exactly what I needed to do.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Sounds like he needs a Laura Lee Los Angeles PR package.
Literally. 100%. His name is Mr. Smith. Mm-hmm. And that's such a common name. I wish I could just hug this man and be like, I should have listened to you. I did end up listening to him like Whoa. 4 years later when I started my YouTube channel. Yeah. So he gave me life-changing advice, and I'm 35 years old today, and I still remember it and will never forget.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. That is unreal.
If it would have came from any other teacher, it wouldn't hit. It came from, like, the hardest, like, school mm-hmm. is right. Yeah. Like, you're going to do good and make good grades, and school's all that matters kind of teacher. Mm-hmm. When it comes from someone like that, it's like, that's real.
So when did you realize that? In your journey to becoming like a YouTuber and not going to school. Did you go to school?
I went to school for 3 years.
Okay.
Racked up $30,000 in debt. Dropped out.
What school?
I went to Troy University, Montgomery. It's a night school because I had to work full time all day as a medical assistant.
Oh, so was I became, this at the dermatology?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. So I did that for 4 years. Got into school finally at 21, went for 3 years, and around the age of 24, I was told everybody, I was like, I think I'm going to drop out and become a YouTuber. And that was 10 years
back
ago.
Then, baby, back then?
Yeah, that was like
Oh, and
jail.
In Alabama,
Are you going crazy?
Oh, yeah.
Arrest this woman. Mm-hmm. That's jail
She's
time.
Gone. She's been unwell.
And all my friends were like, girl, this is not going to be around forever. Like, YouTube's going to be here for 5 minutes.
Were you posting like a ton already?
5 times a week.
And what were your views like?
Like 100 views. On my videos.
I mean, 5 times a week is bananas.
Bananas. But you remember back in the day, 10 years ago, you could do like a 5 minute tutorial.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like,
really?
You could
Way
do
different.
Like
TikToks
kind of content.
On
yes.
YouTube.
Yes. Yes. So it was a little easier to do it that way. And yeah, I was like, no, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to quit school. I'm going to do it. I couldn't pass accounting anyway, so. I really couldn't. I couldn't get past accounting, so I was like,
wow.
Well.
And so when you quit school, your views were that?
They're horrible.
And then how did you grow?
I literally gave it everything I had in my body. Like, I started reading into analytics. I started literally it's a science. YouTube is a science. Anyone can get views on that platform if you track down the science of what YouTube is. And that's what I did. I figured out the algorithm. I studied analytics.
What'd you figure out?
Mr. Beast literally will tell you everything you need to know. Your titles and thumbnails are how you get views. Mm-hmm. It's not even necessarily the content that you're posting, which that's how you get an audience that will come back to watch anything. You know what you're posting and who you are in those videos to connect with people. But like if you're merely looking to grow and get views, it's your thumbnails and titling.
Whoa. So mm-hmm. were you just doing makeup vids?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And you were just growing like crazy.
It took me like 2 years to even like catch a little wind.
No way.
Yeah, it did. Wow. 2 years of like 5 days a week to even like catch like a little drift on YouTube, an inkling.
Is that the same for you? Did it take a while to grow?
On YouTube, no, it didn't.
Really?
Because I had an Instagram following first. So I had started on Instagram and created Marinating Me Away on Instagram. And then once I had hit like 50,000 followers on Instagram, people were like, how are you doing this? When I was just wearing my makeup to work. And they're like, can you create a YouTube channel to just like show us what you did? And I was like, I don't even know what YouTube is. Like, sure, like I guess. And so I created like my channel. Uh-huh. And then I like took my mom's camera from her room. And I bought like these like little soft boxes from Amazon for like literally $30. And I just did like a, this is my makeup to like what I wear to Mac.
Wow.
And this is how I do it. This is my get ready with me. And that was my first video. And it's just like, honestly, like,
and
I started
it,
to grow pretty quick.
Up?
Mm-hmm. I started to grow pretty fast.
Wow.
For me, like back then, especially like boys in beauty,
I was just gonna say that.
Bearded boys in beauty that weren't trying to be super androgynous mm-hmm. and trying to like, you
or
know,
drag.
Kind of do drag
mm-hmm. yeah.
or do female impersonation, that was just like very like odd, essentially.
Even now, I feel like it still is kind of rare. Like
totally. With a beard.
Man with, yeah, beard.
Mm-hmm. It's just different. It's just like you don't see it as often as you see like the more female impersonation, really mm-hmm. androgynous, just kind of different vibes. So back then, I was like one of the first guys that was doing it that was like, oh, he's just doing it as more of an art form, not trying to like make it look like he is a different person completely. I was just like, oh, no, I'm just enjoying like the art of it. It's just like I just have fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And just teaching people how to do makeup on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was like my always thing. I was like, I just loved like teaching people.
Yeah, and if
makeup.
You were working, didn't you work at a Sephora
I
as
did,
well?
I did, Sephora okay. and Mac. So that's
so
like,
you were essentially teaching people what you were teaching people in real
that's
life.
That's exactly what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly
I mean,
that.
That's amazing.
It was
know,
fun.
Right?
It was really fun.
Right?
It was cool. I'm glad that like, I had like some of that prior experience because then I was like, I said, I know something about makeup. Mm-hmm. Like, shit.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I didn't wear makeup my whole life. So like for me, it was like that had to, I had to start sometime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was Sephora for me.
What do you guys wish you... Or what do you think is the most important thing to invest in when you're a small creator? Like, do you think it's your camera quality? Do you think it's lighting? Do you think it's an assistant? Like, what do you think is worth every penny?
A rule I had for myself when doing this and, like, coming onto YouTube, I know it's now more so TikTok where I think people should start.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say you were starting a TikTok. Obviously, your first video is not going to be the greatest. Probably not going to have the greatest lighting, greatest sound and all that. I had a rule for myself with YouTube. I said, okay, in order to get this thing looking good, you have to make one thing better every video.
Whoa.
So
I love that.
You know, this mm-hmm. video, you need to start cleaning up your background, girl. You got a McDonald's cup in the background.
Yeah.
So it was like this video. And then from then on, we take that into every video. Next video, it's time to order better lighting. Next video, you can spend a little more time on editing. So it was mm-hmm. like baby steps until I finally got it better. So it's like really investing in yourself, but maybe creating a little rule for yourself where like, okay, well, and it's good that, it, you know, maybe it's not so perfect when you start because chances are they're not going to have that many eyes on you anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a great learning period anyways where there's not like 10 million people judging you, mm-hmm. you know.
Well,
you,
and your first video should suck.
It should.
You should get way better.
Right.
Exactly.
If your first video doesn't suck, what's going on? You should have been doing this a long time ago. That's a red flag.
Why am I not hearing your camera clicking?
Yeah. Yes. Exactly.
That's the whole YouTube. I was like,
why is this all in focus?
Why isn't it going out of focus? Why isn't it clicking? Like, I need, yes. I need all that shit. I think for me, the quality is like really important. Like things like, because as a CEO and like people, someone that reposts people's content, like I want to see like clear and well lit content. Like that's really, really important to me. Because to me, like it doesn't even matter what the person looks like. Like I love all types of people, what everyone looks like. I want to see everyone in my kind of product. What matters to me is the quality of like how does the lighting look and how does like the, can you see it? And I feel like everyone has an iPhone nowadays. There's like no really excuse to like be like, oh, I just don't have like the DSLR. I was like, you don't need a DSLR.
You don't need it. Also,
use
Olivia Rodrigo just filmed her entire
music video
on an iPhone.
I saw that.
Exactly.
First of all, iconic.
Sickening. Also, I love her so much.
Oh, I'm too old to love her, but
guys,
I love
I do
her
too. It's
so
sick.
Much.
It's sick.
I'm too old for shit too, but I live.
Her songs are like boyfriends and, you know, breakups,
so
and I'm
good.
Like,
it's nostalgic for me. Like, I don't know why. Like, hearing some of her songs, it reminds me so much of like.
Good.
when I was like going to like shows in Soma and like
where was she when things. I was 18 years old.
She's
where
unreal.
Was she wasn't born yet.
That's what that's where she was at.
She was a fetus.
She was an egg.
She was watching your videos.
She was. She was.
Womb. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you would say quality.
I would say quality for me, like lighting and quality.
Be specific. Lighting?
Lighting specifically for me is like I think really, really important because the thing is if I see the second I see something dingy and darkly lit, I'm scrolling immediately because what's the point? If you're trying to show me how a product works but it's dark, I can't see. Like it's literally pointless to me. So I think lighting is like for me it's really, really important. That's something I look for when I'm reposting.
What kind of lights do you use?
You don't have to use lights that I use.
Okay.
You know, like I use like Diva lights, like the intense, strong BH photo kind of lights.
Because even your TikTok content is great quality.
Thank you. Thank you. But I use those lights for it. But
do you use the back camera?
I don't.
You use the back camera.
I can't. Okay, I don't know how.
Yours is great too.
I use back camera.
It's hard, for me to use a back camera.
It's hard.
I've tried it.
Because I have to set a mirror up to
to do it behind it.
It's hard though.
It's hard. It's hard to stay in focus. So I've tried it and it's like, this is very hard.
No, it is.
But I think is like the thing is you can easily invest in like a small ring light. Like there's so many lights that actually
like $30 ones on
Amazon. And the thing is like on the Amazon you can even use that like that clip light that everyone uses. That's so freaking bright.
The Alex Earl light.
The Alex Earl light. You can get that light and put that on your phone and you would get still really good quality because the camera. The thing is sometimes when it's too bright, the cameras won't even pick it up on the iPhones. Like they're like it's almost like it becomes too exposed because they can't even handle that much exposure. It doesn't even have to be an intense light. It just needs to be a good light, like with one good light source. That's important to me.
Well, both of y'all are great at TikTok. I like actively keep up with both of you.
Thank
seriously
you.
Am obsessed.
Thank you.
Do you have like any strategy with TikTok or any advice for someone starting out?
I feel like TikTok's main thing, they reward people that post the most. Like the more you can post, the better. And there's no one's page I've ever gone to where all their views are the same. Like views, they fluctuate. So you can't get in your head about it. You got to just post. Some stuff's going to flop on there. It's just how the TikTok algorithm works. The only thing that gets on my nerves about TikTok, they'll have like special things going on. We're like, right now we're promoting the eligible for commission thing.
Yes.
Right now we're promoting longer videos. So if you aren't doing those things, chances are they'll kind of suppress it a little bit. So that I'm like, that's a little unfair. But I will say, like, consistency is truly key. And I even had a conversation with my manager about this. She was like, honestly, like, from a brand standpoint, when brands go to a page and they're looking at who they want to sponsor, they more so want to see what type of content you're posting versus how many views it's getting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was like, it's like, how does it look and what is your page about? Mm-hmm. That's what matters to brands. So that's also some advice I would say.
Back to the quality thing.
Yeah.
That's really
yeah.
important. The lighting and the quality, like, that is very important for brands to see. And, like, if you're creating gorgeous looking content and even if it doesn't get as great views, like you're still making the content look amazing. Like that is what the brands would like to see.
Yeah. And it kind of is a reflection of like what type of content you'll deliver for them.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they
and
want.
And that's what they care about. Because if it's messy and all over the place and you're posting like once a month sometimes, I would say that's like kind of brand repellent. You know what I mean?
That's so true.
It's true. It's like if anything, they'd be like, absolutely not. Don't send us her deck. We don't want to see that shit.
Yeah. Do you guys use any creators? Do you sponsor any creators with your own brands?
The only type of sponsor, it's not even sponsor. We paid creators to help us create Instagram content, but not for them to post, for
like
us
UGC?
To post. What's that mean?
User generated content?
Yeah. Like, you know, because I have Minim LA, which is like clothing. Mm-hmm. So we'll pay some smaller content creators who do really beautiful work to create, you know, outfit pictures and just send them to us and we post them and then they get paid. But it's not a sponsorship for them to post.
Got it. That's a really smart job, I feel, now that you don't even have to be an influencer. You can just make content. If you're like aesthetic, if you have an eye, you can just create content directly for the brand.
There's tons of girls in LA or all over that do that too. They have like smaller Instagram, so it's just like a way for them to make income because they don't even have to post the stuff on their page. You know, they're just good at making content and maybe they haven't gotten where they want to grow to make enough money off sponsorships. So it's like such a, they just make content for brands constantly.
Are you guys pretty strict with other beauty brands that you work with? Like, are you not really working with other beauty brands because you have your own now?
No, not at all. I work with literally all the brands.
Oh, really?
Same.
I work with literally everyone. Like, that was really important to me. Like, when I had my own brand, that I wasn't going to, like, just only solely focus on that and not be like the only thing. Like, to me, it's important to be able to like show off other brands, other things. The thing is, I'm on my channel, I'm still reviewing products that are from all over the place. So why would I not work with other brands still? Like, Lunar Beauty is part of me, but it's not all of me. So I want to make sure that I can still show so many. And the thing is, like, I don't have every product known to man. Like, I can't even do that even if I wanted to right now. So it's like, I feel like it's really important to still be able to do your own thing. Mm-hmm. And I always like say it's like my different work. It's like, I'm still the CEO of Lunar Beauty, but I'm still Manny MUA too. So it's like, I still do my Manny MUA stuff.
Yeah.
And that's its own thing. But then I still do my Lunar Beauty stuff, which is
honestly,
like, CEO.
Thank God, because I love your videos where you're reviewing like a new product. Every new product, I'm like, gotta go to Manny's channel.
thank you.
What you think, because it's
so good.
Thank
you. I appreciate that. I really appreciate that.
And I swear, like, you're so real without being rude.
That's always been like my vibe. Like, I always want to be like, this is what it is. I'm being honest and truthful and upfront, but I'm not going to shred the brand either.
Because
it's so
rude.
It is.
It's so unnecessary.
What's the fucking point? Like, why would I shred them? I'd be like, I always like say, like, if something doesn't work for me, it doesn't mean it won't work for you. It's just like, this is why I don't like it. But no harm, no
foul.
Well,
and you have your own brands. You're like, I would
die
if someone did this to me.
I know exactly how it is.
Yes.
And like, I feel like even after having a brand, post brand, I'm like, I'm even more like respectful of like brands and brand owners and things like that. Cause I'm like, I know how hard this is. Like, it's very, very hard to have a brand. Yeah. It's like the hardest thing I've ever done.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I can only imagine.
It's so hard.
Yeah. I honestly think it's kind of corny when people like are ripping a brand apart like way too much. I'm like,
It's not that deep, and they're literally just doing it for the attention. Like, it's like, we all know the reason that you're doing it like that is for like it to be longer viewed so that you get more views.
You're just being rude, an asshole
just to be an asshole.
I want to talk about owning your own brands.
Okay,
what is the hardest part?
Well, I will say, like, we 100% own our brands. I have Larly Los Angeles and Minimal LA, and, like, we both self-fund those brands completely ourselves, meaning there's no investor that comes in and cuts
that. Which is insane. It's,
yeah.
That's and you're Lunar Beauty.
The Lunar Beauty, Larly Los Angeles, Minimal LA, and it's really crazy because we cut $100,000 checks and, like, bet that money on ourselves in order to sell that product. And as a small brand, if that product were to completely flop and not sell, it's hard to pay for the next launch. So you're constantly, it's a vicious cycle.
And on top of paying your bills.
Yes.
Oh, everything.
Yes.
Buying groceries, everything.
And that's why, too, we're so grateful to both still get to, because whenever I first came out with my makeup brand, it was in 2017, and I was like, gosh, I hope this isn't like, because not a ton of influencers had brands back then.
Girl,
so
no.
I was scared that it would like repel brands from wanting to work with me. You know what I mean? Because I was like, what if they see it as like, oh,
competition.
No, that's the competition.
Uh-huh.
But they did not at all, thankfully. Like, they got it. Like, they got it. They're like, this is her, not side gig, but this is just a part of her, an extension of her rather than all
it's
of her.
Business.
It's my business.
Exactly.
And if anything, I will say, like, brands have come in to try to help, like, whether their PR teams have given me advice.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like anytime brands have sponsored me, they kind of in a way give back to my brand. That's where that money goes.
Yeah, that's unreal. Wait, I love thinking about
that. But that's
like
something positive of the beauty community. There's something positive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a lot of brands, honestly, like a lot of brands have hit me up to be like, hey, we would love to do a collaboration with Lunar to like do like a giveaway.
Oh,
so it's like
really
things like that,
cute.
Which is really cool. Like I just did one with like Laneige recently, who a brand I work with all the time.
Yeah.
And so
for them
to be like, I'm obsessed with them.
Oh my God.
So for them to work with me and like with a Lunar Beauty, they're like, oh, let's do a giveaway with Laneige. Like that's cool. Mm-hmm. Like that's really cool to be able to have that. But yeah, having a brand is just like the toughest thing. And I think for me, what's really tough is always like having a balance in your life. Mm-hmm. The work-life balance is so difficult because it's
being a creator.
Exactly what I'm saying. So being a creator and then having work-life balance, and now having a brand and having work-life balance, it makes it so difficult to like try to divvy up your time and like know where it should be going. You know, because it's like I still want to do my Manny MUA stuff, but I still want to have a normal life too, and like still live, and I want to date, and I want to like still have create like amazing products I have to create. So it's like this very tough thing of trying to figure out like where you can delegate your time to.
What has been your favorite part about owning your own business?
I would say the independence of it is really cool. I work with my family with my brand, so being able to like my parents work with me.
No way.
With Lunar Beauty, yes. So my mom helps me with like all PD and behind the scenes, like you know, talking with labs. What?
You employ your parents?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my dad helps me with like the lawyer stuff and the contracts and things like that. He helps me with all that stuff. So for me, it's like that part of it makes it so fun and so cool. Like it's very independent where it's like I can like work with my family. Uh-huh. And it's like they don't live here with me in LA. They live in San Diego. So it's nice that like I just can always be in communication because I'm always talking about at least something. It's like the thing with like Laura where I'm like, well, at least I'm talking to them. You know, like, yeah. At least I'm talking to her. Like that makes me happy too. Even if it has to be something about work. Uh-huh. I enjoy the connection regardless.
That's
fun. Getting to work with them is like, uh-huh. It's a really cool thing. And they're my family. Like, I know that my parents will never betray me.
Uh-huh.
So it's like getting to work with someone that you know would never betray you.
Some people
doesn't have that situation.
Hello, Brittany. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm really blessed and really lucky to be able to work with them. So that makes it like a really fun process of the brand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I would say, similar to Manny, whenever you own a brand, yes, it's so much more work, but I've heard the craziest nightmare stories of influencer brands who are ran by big companies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have heard the biggest nightmare, crazy stories where they actually have little to no control over their brand, but their name is on it, and the public sees it as their brand alone. So whatever's going on with the big company or behind the scenes, it, like, reflects on them. Mm-hmm. I'm so grateful. Granted, it's so much more work, but I'm so grateful to be able to create what I want, come out with it when I want, have the creative freedom. And it's like, honestly, so cool just to be able to say that you create it and have your own brand after doing this for years and years and like kind of have something to show for, you know what I mean?
What do you feel like is your greatest strength, like doing what you guys do? Like, what do you think you're the best at?
I think personality. I think all my content has always been personality driven. Mm-hmm. And that's why I've never been an IG baddie. Like, that's why Instagram has never been my number one platform. Mm-hmm.
Girl, same.
It's always, that's why I've always catered more towards YouTube, because all my content's been more personality driven and it's not the looks. You know what I mean?
Well, girl, in my eyes, you're a baddie.
Oh, you're very sweet. But, very sweet.
I always thought, I'm like, Laura, you're such a fucking baddie.
Yeah, you are.
She doesn't
want
to hear from me, but I'm always like, you're such a baddie.
I'm like, nope. Lies and slander.
It's just like a 10. Yeah,
you guys are so sweet. I'm leaving.
I had to go.
That is a diamond in the rough, girl.
No, seriously.
So
and I agree. I feel like same with me. I feel like my personality and like I feel like I have a way to like make people feel comfortable around me. And I think that's always been like a strength of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've taken it into social media as well. Mm-hmm. Just to like feel like we connect in some capacity.
What do you guys currently struggle with when it comes to being a business owner?
Keeping up. It's like, you know, even though we have small independent businesses, they're still compared to the big dogs out there.
Yeah, stop comparing us.
We're so
the fucking
small.
Benefit L'Oreal and NARS.
They come out with 10 launches a year.
Yes.
And I'm
like 100 employees.
I'm like, I do not have $20 million. Yeah. I may have convinced you I do, but I don't. I don't have $20 million to pump into brand events. And so like you're never able to, you know, create at that capacity. Uh-huh. So it's so hard because you'll see them do so much and you're just like looking up in the clouds like, man, maybe one day, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so hard because honestly all the things the big brands do are the things you need to be doing to really take your brand to the next level. And so whenever you're an independent brand owner, it's like the little bitty baby steps, little bitty, and then it's like 6 steps back, you know, couple steps forward. It's very that
the climb.
Yeah.
Like Miley Cyrus, the climb.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. It's the climb. With being an independent brand owner, like when you're an indie brand, it's honestly sometimes I'll compare myself to like other indie brand owners and I'll, like when they like let's say an influencer that has a huge backing that's like in like this big ass retail store and I'm just like, damn, like how can they do all these things? And then I remember I'm like, well, they're not paying for all of it. It's like the conglomerate's paying for it all and that's how they're able to do it in like these like big capacities. And I'm like, okay, you know, it's just a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is like what they probably don't get is like full control of their brand. You know, whereas we do.
1,000,000%.
So it's a give and take in aspects of it. So it's like I can say when I do my launches that I like put my whole heart into them every single time.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved every single thing that I've done. And I was part of that whole way. Whereas other big, you know, brands with conglomerates, like they have like to ask people and they have to be like, can we do this? And like, it's just a different thing, but they don't monetarily lose as much.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a give and take.
How many employees do you guys have?
I have 7.
Wow, that's a lot.
It is. We distribute our own product for us. So, like, we have our own warehouse. Oh, yes, where we distribute for ourselves. So that's what gives us more employees.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I have 4.
Well, I mean, that's still a lot of people you're employing, like salaries. So.
I hate it. Like, I did not know this until I did it. Like, my husband and we have people that work for us for years and years do management because I, like, tapped into it, girl. And I did not know, like, it wasn't for me. Like, I thought it was. I'm not a manager. I'm not, like, that person. I'm not, sure, CEO, but no, I'm not someone to come in on the ground floor. You know, I'm not a micromanager. It's not good for me. Like, there's only so much I can do, and that's a hat I do not like to wear and do not like to do. Like, you know, creeping in, checking in on every employee and what's going on. Like, I'm like, someone else has to do this. Like, I cannot do this. I did it for a little bit, and I was like, no, that's honestly what I should have said is like the hardest part of owning a business for me. Some people may love it, maybe like the best thing that they do, but for me, I don't like managing other people.
Well, it's hard also when someone fucks up. And yeah. You're like, I don't want to tell them, like,
and I will, but I don't want, like,
you don't want to.
I want to be a YouTube personality. Yeah. I'm not trying to wear all these hats. So luckily, I have employees that have worked with me for 7 years who have worked their way up, and like they are management. Like, I'm supposed to be the face of the brand, not every single part of this. So.
Yes, the exact same. Yeah, like, and like honestly, sometimes like even with like my parents, I'm like, hey, so I just feel like you weren't on top of it on this time. And it's so weird for me to say that to, like, my parents who have literally raised
me.
You're
like, Mom, get your
and
shit
like,
together.
And I'm like, Mom, get it. No, literally. I'm not kidding. I was like, Mom, get your shit together right now. And she's like, what the fuck? And we're like, going on each other. Because my mom is not that type, too. We both, like, we'll just shred each other. And she's like, what the fuck? You know, so we'll go in on each other. But at least, like, because it's family, it's like,
yeah,
it's gone. Like, the heat is just gone completely, and then we just keep it moving. But it is a very interesting thing to be like, I hate being a boss.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to be a boss. I want to create things. I want to be like, I want to create, do things on social media, and I want to create product, and I want to be like in my fantasy world of that. Mm. I don't want to do like the behind the scenes contracts and lawyers and all this bullshit. I don't want to deal with any. I don't want to deal with any of that.
Yeah,
because if you deal with all that, then you lose out on your creativity.
1,000,000%.
You start to focus on that, you literally drain all, like, you can't create things. Mm-hmm. When I'm the most stressed, I can't create. Mm-hmm. I can't create color stories. I can't create product. I can't do anything. Like, I literally cannot do it. My mind doesn't come to me.
Well, that's great that you have figured that out. Yeah. Because I feel like it takes a long time for people to figure that out.
Totally.
Because everyone wants to do it all.
It's true.
I'm like, how the heck does Kim K do it?
She has people. She's a delegator. She's a delegator. Mm-hmm. The strongest people. I went to Tony Robbins seminar. Like, the strongest people in business, they're delegators. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at that. That's why I'm not Kim K.
And that's the only reason.
Okay. I'm delusional. Okay. They're delegators. They have someone for every little aspect, so they're able to do everything. Because and you always, when you delegate, you are always supposed to delegate it to someone who can do it better than you. Mm-hmm. You got to find someone who does it better than you. Mm-hmm. So that's what Kim's done. She figured it out.
She is a genius.
She is.
I'm like, how does she do it?
People that say she's like stupid or whatever, I'm like, you guys are all dumb.
No. Yeah.
Like, to think that Kim has not created what she's done
and has
that,
children,
all from just a quote unquote sex tape, y'all are delusional. Yeah.
That
you think that's
is
all she
a
had?
Business Girl. 101, baby.
Yeah. Come on.
Exactly.
Let's be
honest. That's an entrepreneur if I've ever heard one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If someone, okay, not an investor, but let's say I was just a little angel fairy and I came to both of y'all and I was like, I'm going to give you $1,000,000 to do whatever you want with your brand. What would you do with it?
I'd say that's not enough.
Yeah,
to be honest, like, the thing is, like, some like POs and things like that, like,
are $500,000.
Like,
that's
crazy, crazy amounts of money. Like,
and
I'm
that's
like,
one
I can't,
launch.
And that's one, like, yeah, like, well, that's one big launch, but that's like a launch.
That's
so, like,
crazy.
For example, like $1,000,000, I'm like, could I do a foundation range with that? Like, could I do something
I think
like
you
a foundation
would need
and
more.
Concealer? I think I would need more. Like, if I wanted to do like a complexion, let's say a complexion line, to do foundations and concealers, to do a shade range that I would want, I would need more than that.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I do. I genuinely do because MOQs gets involved, which is the minimum order quantity per shade. And that, like, that it is a thing. Like, you can't just like create small amounts of one thing. It has to be the same usually
amount.
Across the board.
Wow.
Or at least
you have a
shade.
Minimum. You have a minimum per shade.
Okay.
So imagine that. Like, let's say you want to do a shade range of
like
40.
Like 300 of each shade or whatever.
3,000 of
3,000.
Oh, yeah. No, MOQs are like from like 3 to 5,000 to 10.
And like setting sprays and mascaras are around 20,000.
The mascara one still really gets me. It really bothers me.
Yeah.
The lowest I think I've ever found for mascara was 20. And when I was working on a mascara once, and they were like, our MOQ is 50,000. I said, are you on fucking literal crack?
So that's
crack?
Why we, that's why we haven't.
Are you
launched?
Smoking crack right now?
literal crack.
50,000 units?
I want to sit in on your business meeting.
Laura, that's me. No, I literally, that's what I talk like in my business meeting. I'm like, they're on crack cocaine.
Your mom's like,
Manuel, we are on. No, Manuel, full name. Manuel, we are on a
we
call.
We are on
like,
the call.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I love everyone.
Wait, are you're kidding?
I'm dead serious. It's literally horrific.
What is the cheapest item to make in makeup?
I think lashes are the cheapest.
Lashes, because there's no testing in lashes, not really, because it's not like a product, so you don't have to pay for like the testing and go through that. Yeah, and all that. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to go through. There's no ingredient list.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
It's expensive, like foundation,
palettes.
Eyeshadow palettes.
How many units
things with
do you
mica,
have to buy
things with mica,
I
was, things with
there's, I've
glitter.
Never seen anything cheaper than five. I Same. Mean, less MOQ, less than 5,000 on Same. Eyeshadow palettes. Same. I've never
you
seen.
You need at least five.
Ever.
Mm-hmm. No.
Five, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Five to ten.
Mm-hmm. is where you're
Depending
at
Depending on your
palettes.
Packaging. So the thing is, it's not even just about the fill. It's about your packaging. So if your packaging MOQ is what it is, you have to hope and pray that the packaging and the fill MOQ is the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so let's
I
say
see.
You're packaging like, oh, we can only do 10,000, but
Got
your
it.
Fill can be five. That's like,
then
fuck.
That's like
you
yeah.
gotta find a new packaging company.
You gotta find a new
company.
Packaging company to like be able to do the same thing.
But I would say eyeshadow or just palettes
Probably the most
in general
expensive
are the
to
most
make.
Expensive things mm-hmm. you can make.
And lashes
and then
are the
also
cheapest
you have to sell them by a certain time because doesn't like makeup expire?
They do. Mm-hmm. Luckily, powders are like a lot more lenient.
Yeah,
it's the when you get into cream and liquid
that,
that becomes
gets
very
tricky.
Spooky.
Yeah, yeah, you better get
you
ready
sell fucking units,
to
baby.
Sell.
Yeah.
What has been your best selling product, both of you?
Eyeshadow palettes. My Nudie Patootie eyeshadow palette.
Well, thank God because you're
so good.
Which I'm like, baby, thank God. No, honestly.
We've sold over 80,000 Nudie Patootie eyeshadow palettes.
You're fucking kidding.
Mm-mm.
Beast mode right here.
Okay. Well, you're about to
Boss
have 80,001.
Right yeah!
Yeah!
Yes!
Wow.
Yeah. And that's the
Congrats.
Most,
that's
thank
so awesome.
You.
Congrats.
Thank you. Granted, we came out with it in 2017. So this is over a number of years of consistently sales. Thank you. Thank
bananas.
You. Yeah. Yeah.
Palettes
I mean,
are mine too. Palettes. Are mine too. My brother and brother are palettes.
What palette?
Eyeshadow palette.
My highest selling palette. Oh my goodness, that's a good question. I think that probably Nude Prism might be my.
Okay.
I don't know. You had another big one. Was it Moonspell?
Oh,
like,
Moonspell.
That was such
Moonspell
a big
won.
One for you.
Moonspell
that
won.
Probably outsold Nude Prism now.
They're like probably the same now.
Yeah, maybe
because
the
Moonspell
same.
Moonspell was limited edition. Whereas Nude
oh,
Prism, I have to like.
Oh, never mind.
Like that.
Okay, I see.
Moonspell, like I copped out like my Moonspell. It was like a Halloween collection.
Okay.
And it was like a spell
that
book.
That one went crazy
and
for
that
you,
one
though.
Went very, like people loved
I remember that
wow.
one. That one was iconic.
That was sickening.
How much do you think like Mario sells of like the nude or the matte? Master Mats.
Hella. Because he's in a Sephora.
So Sephora's moving. So like we
so
were able to sell those units just off our independent website.
Which mm-hmm. is unreal.
Crazy. Thank mm-hmm. you. But
boss-ass bitch.
Hey, I try. I don't like being a boss, but sometimes
still,
I have
but
to
I love
be
being
one.
A bitch.
That's
me, but I love being a bitch.
That would be a real Housewives tagline.
That would
oh
be
my
like,
God!
Yeah, that'd be a bitch. That's such a good tagline.
That's
if I'm ever
Diamond.
Listen, if I'm ever
Girl,
on Housewives,
that's
holding a lipstick.
Girl,
holding
yes.
the Nudie Patootie. Literally, she would have her cue cards up, so I'd be reading.
Being boss, but
just
I love being a
bitch. Yep.
I love being a bitch.
Oh, that's so good.
That was so good.
Wow.
What were we talking about?
I have no fucking idea.
You asked us something, I thought.
You did. No, you did.
I did.
You said something. Mario.
Mario.
It's because Sephora's, it's different because he's sold in Sephora. So that in itself.
And I think he's global.
Own, and he's global. So I think that when you have a conglomerate like that pushing your product as well, it becomes different. So he's definitely sold hell units.
I would say he's probably sold, like, of that matte. Palette specifically, Oof. Like the matte eyeshadow artist palette, like the basic one,
yep.
he's probably sold like over 100,000 of them.
It's always sold out.
I agree.
Yeah, so I'd say
I think he's definitely sold over 100,000.
I think he's probably sold over 100,000 of them. 1,000%. If I had to guess.
It's very popular. Like, that
it's
is
very
a very
popular.
Good neutral matte, and it's not huge. Like, it's a good
100,000. That is
yeah,
insane.
Over.
Do you, okay, are you making good money from your brands?
Not really.
I feel like with the brand.
With the amount
because,
you have to put in.
Because the amount that goes in, that's the problem.
That's what I was going to say. Like, it's like its own revolving door now almost.
Yeah. Like it funds itself. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like we sell product and then we're able to like make a little more and elevate a little more like inch mm-hmm. by inch. But mm-hmm. all the money we make, I don't really see any money from the brand because it all goes right back into the brand.
Would you say you make more money, which you don't have to answer, but do you make more money from being a creator?
100%.
Yes.
Wow.
100%. Yes. I can say wholeheartedly 100%. Mm-hmm. I make yes. more money as being Manny MUA with brand deals / just
now
YouTube,
if we were to
everything.
Sell everything on our websites and then close the doors and not invest, we would make more money on our brands. Well,
yes, of course. If, okay. you, if we just stopped,
if
like
you
if
sold
we just stopped.
The business.
Yeah, like sold the business, sold all the product we had in stock, and then invested
no more,
and like kept all that money, mm-hmm. we would
totally
make
different.
More off the brand that
okay.
year.
Mm-hmm. Like if we just stopped. Mm-hmm. If we're like, okay, well, this is what we have, you guys buy it all, then it's mm-hmm. like you would make a good amount of money because it's like you're just, we're not putting more money
into,
ours, into our next project. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of the money that you make from your brand, you invest into the next thing. So what you like to do, at least me, I always like, I want to at least make my money back from a project, like in like the first month I launch it. So then at least I made my money back from that project, and then that money can go into the next project mm-hmm. that I have working on for the next PO placement. Because some of them are like high PO placement, some of them are not so high.
Mm-hmm. So just this depends. Is insane to me.
It is.
It's freaking
It's risky.
Wild.
Would
it's
you
so
recommend
risky.
Someone who's like a small creator like me, like would you be like, you should start your own business?
It depends on what your business is. I would say no.
Most creators
say
no.
People, when they ask me, they're like,
makeup, absolutely not.
Really, why?
Not because of how much it costs.
And it costs a lot of money.
It costs so much.
The PO placements are
like, do you have a couple million lying around?
Unfortunately, no.
So, see, I would say don't do it. But mm-hmm. there are other things you can get into. Like, people have small jewelry lines that are very successful. There's no high MOQs on jewelry lines. Mm-hmm. And it's much easier to run because you don't have to do all these testing and ingredients and all that. Like, there are tons of different businesses. I would say yes, just not skincare, makeup, things that have really high MOQs and are very expensive.
What does MOQ mean?
The
minimum
order quantity.
So the MOQ is per shade what you have to order.
Okay.
That's like the least they'll take.
The least they'll take. So, like, let's say you order 10 foundations. And you're like, oh, I don't want like this many of this shade. But they're like, well, you have to have an MOQ of 3,000 per this shade. Mm-hmm. So even if you don't even want that many, you have to order three. Mm-hmm. You have to order three, at least three per. And if you want to do more, you can. Mm-hmm. But the MOQ,
the minimum
is at least 3 to 5.
That's what we said. That's why I would not do something where you're going to be working with multiple labs mm-hmm. and like, because it's going to eat up all of your money and time. Like, mm-hmm. there are so many little businesses that can turn into big businesses and expand.
Have mm-hmm. you ever thought about quitting your running your business?
Yes.
I have to. Mm-hmm. I thought the same thing. I think it's like impossible not to at least think about it. Like, mm-hmm. to at least like have it pass your
that.
Mind. Especially when you're going through the gigs and something's happening. Like, something just happened with my powder launch that like frustrated me so much that I'm just like, sometimes I think like, why the fuck am I even doing this? And why am I killing myself mm-hmm. to do these things when I make more money as Manny MUA?
Yeah.
You know, like, I'll just get frustrated with little things. But then I think about like the creativity aspect, what I love doing, and I loved creating. And I think that people love Lunar Beauty too. So I'm like, I want to keep doing it for the people that love it and enjoy it and know that I kill myself for it.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, that it's like a lot of not only money, but energy and time.
Tons.
So much. Like, people don't even realize.
Yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. when you're doing everything like as your own like
CEO. Oh, it's bananas to me that you're self-funding at all. Like, that's cray cray.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is.
It's
wild. Because like, I know like some, there's been like a handful of influencers who have gotten super rich off their brand. So mm-hmm. they just assume everyone kind of has. And like, that's where everybody's gotten rich from. Mm-hmm. But it couldn't be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. Who are your, or what are your favorite influencer brands?
I really like 30 Years by Katie.
Oh, yeah.
I think she's done such an excellent
beautiful
job.
Stuff. Her and Desi are
her
so
best
iconic.
Friend too, like, Desi. Yeah. Like
their
brands
is
great. Chris and Dominique. Dominique Cosmetics.
Oh, okay.
I'm wearing the brow gel right now.
Oh, me too.
I love her.
It's sold
I love
out.
Her and her brand.
She's so nice.
She's sold out.
Incredible.
She is incredible.
Stuff.
She mm-hmm. is that's another gosh, there's so many. Who
there's
else
so
do
many.
We love
these
days?
Those three like I'm a like I 100% I couldn't.
Those are really strong. Karen just came out with Libre Lashes at launch day.
Oh.
I'm wearing them right now.
Oh, wow.
That's another influencer brand I'm into. So she just dropped today too. So mm-hmm. very exciting.
There's so many. Honestly, like nowadays, I almost feel like I can't keep track of influencer brands anymore.
It's crazy.
Because there's so many that I don't even like. Sometimes I don't even. I'm like, oh, you have a brand?
Yeah.
Sick. Like, dope. Like, that's awesome. But I would say immediately first impressions, I'm thinking of like Desi and like mm-hmm. Desi Skin, Desi Glasses, things like that. Like, where I am like, if I see yourself and I'm inspired by it, I know I like it.
Mm-hmm. What's your strategy when it comes to marketing your brand?
Social media, of course, would be, I think, both of our main strategies.
Yeah, like ourselves. Yeah. Like,
and then, honestly, like our community that we came from, we were called the OGs. Like our community is so stronghold on supporting each other. Every single launch we do and they do, we all collectively post each other's, and it's a constant revolving door.
That. It's so true. Like, we always support each other.
I may have 1.7 million followers on Instagram, but you know, this person, that person all adds up to you're getting like 10 million eyes on your product because we're all constantly pushing each other. So we're all growing together.
Which
and I
is
think,
fucking awesome.
Isn't that's that amazing. Amazing? Because the TikTok community, they do collaborate a little, but not like the OGs.
No.
Not,
different.
The
it's
OGs
different thing.
Have had each other's back through thick and like thin. It's been years.
Y'all are like family now.
Yeah. No, seriously. And like everyone, like we've known each other for so long that it's just like, especially when they're independent brand owners, like it's so cool to like see that happen. It's like we've grown with each other. Like I want to support you and you support me, and it's really cool to see that other creators in the space that we've been friends with for so long still want to support us constantly, and we support them back.
It's cool for me to see that because it shows that there really is room for everyone at the table.
Yeah,
because I feel like it can get really catty or like 100%. Competitive totally. In a bad way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Quickly.
Especially in beauty is kind of known for
uh-huh.
a little toxicity
is
here and
it?
There.
I didn't know that.
I know you would never thought. It's known for some, you know, some wildness.
Oh
so.
My God. Okay. Well, I want to play a fun game before we leave.
Okay.
We're gonna play Smash or Pass.
I love that.
But it's gonna be beauty brands.
Okay.
Okay. Down.
So I'll just name the brand, and you'll tell me if you want to smash or pass it.
I love it.
First brand is Benefit Cosmetics.
Smash.
Obsessed. Tarte.
Pass.
Pass as well.
Wait, what were you gonna say about Benefit?
I was just gonna love them.
I love them too.
Why?
All their products. So Benefit has this thing. I don't know if the public knows this. I think it's 29 SKUs. I can't remember. They have a certain number of SKUs they do, and like they do not go above that. So if they come out with a new product, they take away an old product. So Benefit is not about like mass produce, like a ton of shit.
I did not.
And they don't overlaunch. Like they're
they
not
do
the
not overlaunch. And every single thing they come out with, they have put years into it. So
like,
every launch is
their story is awesome.
Yeah.
Too.
Like I love their brand story. Mm-hmm. You know, like everything about like
the
I just I love Benefit. Yes.
The branding.
I have to say Benefit's so unique as a brand. They just are and they always have been, and they've been around for so long. And it's for a reason. Mm-hmm. They're a good brand.
Mm-hmm. And their employees are amazing.
Dude, their team is so fucking great.
It's the best team
I'm obsessed
I personally
with the,
have ever
with
worked
the Benefit
with,
team.
Yeah. With beauty.
Absolutely.
They're incredible. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm absolutely obsessed with them. And they're just like cool. They're just cool ass people.
They are.
Okay, Tarte, why pass?
I think Tarte, I love Tarte. Don't get me wrong. I'm not like a Tarte hater.
A lot of the product is fantastic.
I use their shit all the time. I just see Tarte as one of those brands that will do anything and everything. It kind of seems like they're all over the place. And it's like, oh, we're doing this. This is popular now. We're going to go that way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Oh, these are popular people. We're going to go that way. Like they have no loyalty to anything. It's just kind of, they kind of seem all over the place.
Like kind of go with the wind.
Yeah.
Wherever the wind's flowing is like where they're blowing.
Mm-hmm. I see that. I guess, yeah, from a consumer, it's like confusing sometimes.
100%. And like, I understand where they're coming from in the way of like, where they want trying to go marketing wise to where they think they're going to get the most views. I get that. But from the consumer standpoint, it just looks very confusing all the time.
Mm. Okay.
You know? So.
Word. CoverGirl.
Pass 100%
I'm going to say pass.
Okay.
Wait. Pass?
I would
smash.
Say pass.
I'm sorry. I meant smash.
I'm going to say pass.
I meant smash. I said, what the fuck? I meant smash just because it's like, I feel like they're iconic. And what I like about CoverGirl is that they are very inclusive with people that they work with. Mm-hmm. And you don't see that a ton with like a lot of other brands. So
I say
think
pass just genuinely on their products. Like if you point out the drugstore, I would say like in my kit, I have the least amount of products from CoverGirl.
Okay.
So just genuinely pass.
What do you have the most amount of drugstore products from? What brand?
Elf, Essence, or Maybeline.
I love Elf.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I just
like, are you kidding?
Glow.
Elf and Maybelline are my.
Elf, Maybelline, and Essence. I would 100%. Say that's like what I have the
okay.
best of.
Wow. Okay. Charlotte Tilbury.
Smash.
See, that's what I'm like. Smash for some reason. Smash. Pass. Like you want to say for the good one, but it's Smash for me 100%.
I love them.
You're such a Charlotte girl.
I am. I love
girl.
Them.
Okay. Rare Beauty.
Smash hard.
Oh, really?
Hard smash.
I love Rare Beauty.
Why?
They have such good stuff. Quality.
Their quality. I put on TikTok the other day, I literally think that if Selena Gomez was not the face of Rare Beauty, they would be just as viral.
Like, they would
I
still
agree.
Slay. They
right?
would still slay.
I agree.
Their shit is so good. Like, they know what they're doing. This is not just some gimmicky celebrity brand. This is a real brand, and they do real good shit, okay?
What is your favorite Rare Beauty product?
their eyeliner, which I know sounds lame, but it's just something I use every single day.
Mm-hmm. For me, I think it's the blushes, the local blushes. Same. Yeah, I think they're amazing.
What about Charlotte? What's your favorite product?
Mine's a magic cream.
Oh, I love that.
I'm obsessed with magic cream.
Oh, something I use the most consistent, I would say, is their magic serum.
Oh, it's so good.
I wear it under my makeup every day. Okay.
A good ass job with the skin, dude.
Do you do the magic cream under your makeup?
Yes.
Okay, every time?
No, not every time. Okay. But I'll use it as like my moisturizer too. Like, yeah. I have one in my gym bag. I use it all the time.
What do you guys use to prime?
Rare Beauty, actually.
Okay.
Oh, do you?
I'm literally wearing the pore diffusing primer. It's one of my favorite primers of all time.
Wow.
It's a Rare Beauty pore diffusing primer. Mm-hmm.
I use the magic serum first to moisturize, and then I put right now I'm using the Refi. They have that roller, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It's so good. I think you need
it. It's fire. I actually do like it too.
It's so good. It's such a lightweight, hydrating, like beautiful primer that's not too, it doesn't, you know how some primers will make your makeup start to peel up or you just get too much shit?
Yep.
Not that. It's okay. Good. It's okay, good.
Amazing. Makeup by Mario.
Oh, smash.
He knows what he's doing. He's
very
good.
That's the best foundation on the market.
Loves that foundation.
I've gone through 2 whole bottles.
Okay, I was listening to your podcast so much, I was like, okay, I have to buy it now because you talk about it literally all the time.
She loves it.
I do. It's so good, but I don't suspect anything less because anything he's creating, he's going to use on Kim, and Kim would not let him use it on her if it wasn't the best.
He's also professional. He's been doing makeup forever.
He knows what he's doing.
Do you think he only uses his products on Kim?
90% of it. I would say 90% is his.
I think a lot for sure is his, but I think that he will definitely sprinkle in like other things as well, for sure.
I think so too. Okay, Morphe.
I would say pass now, but back in the day, I would have said smash to Morphe.
I would say pass now as well and smash back then as well. Okay. Like exact same as Laura.
Okay. Fenty Beauty.
Smash.
I don't really use anything Fenty. I use their skincare, so I'll say smash. But as far as makeup, like I don't grab for Fenty specifically, but their skincare, I have 2 products that... It's so good.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay. One size.
Smash.
I would say smash.
Because it's good, high quality product.
Mm-hmm. Very good stuff. That they have come out with some products that have literally taken the industry by storm. Like, I think their setting spray is like one of the best.
Bananas. The setting spray.
The waterproof one. Yep.
So, like, how can we not smash?
And the thing is, like, they're smart. Like, they make things for people who, from all different types of people, like whether they're plus size or not. Like,
inclusive.
They know
one size. Inclusive. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And I love their branding.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Yeah.
Hourglass?
Smash for the concealer. But like, other than the concealer, I don't use anything Hourglass. Only the concealer I use.
Okay.
It's my favorite concealer of all time, so I can't like pass it either.
I feel like Hourglass used to be bussin'.
They were, but I feel like it's not. It's crickets now.
I'm going to say smash still because I'm wearing their foundation right now.
The stick and the concealer truly are like.
I feel like I have to say
shocking.
Smash.
Okay.
I have to say smash as well.
ColourPop.
Pass.
Pass as well.
They come out with too much shit, but I will say they got high quality shit. Like it's cheap and it's good, but it's just overproduced. It's just like too much.
It's too many launches back to back. They do a good job at collabs. Whenever they do collabs with like these like anime brands or like Hocus Pocus, they do
that's
a good
like their
job.
Strong point.
That's their strong thing, but I think that they do overproduce their stuff.
Mm-hmm. Kylie Cosmetics?
I would say pass for me. Because I feel like they used to be like the shit and I was obsessed.
There's word on the street that Kylie's trying to buy it back from Cody.
So maybe it's trying to get like they're trying to get it.
And
then
Kim's
spot.
Trying to buy KKW back from Cody as well. They're both trying to buy their
doesn't he own like 51%?
Oh, Kylie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And KKW?
Kim's, I think they only owned like 20-30%. It was way less. But word on the street is they're trying, and this is alleged, but I've heard they're trying to buy back.
She should.
Right?
Yeah.
I didn't know like, what the fuck she's doing.
I feel like when she had it herself, like it was more poppin'.
It was.
And I feel like she cared more.
And I feel like she cared more too.
I did too.
She was more involved.
She knows what the fuck is up. Like she's that girl.
She's a glam girl. Mm-hmm. She's a glam girly, and I love that about her. Mm-hmm. But I would love to see the branding stuff more about
Kylie's
her stuff.
Brand should be at Rare Beauty standards.
I really do.
Why is it not there? Why is it not right when you walk in Sephora? Like, why is it not? Mm-hmm. It should be with her influence, right?
Dude,
right?
I use nothing.
Same. Why nothing. Not? Yeah. Something's wrong there. So maybe they're trying to like
figure
them.
That out. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's why I
with
say
their influence, they should be
even like
at a Rare Beauty
everyone,
level.
I feel like is using like at least one thing from Rode. Like, oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Glow is everywhere
it
right
is.
Now.
It mm-hmm. is.
You know what I mean? Like, I use a little lip gloss. Sometimes I use a glazing milk or whatever.
They're a freaking moisturizer.
I'm like, that is so true. I don't use anything of Kylie. I was using the lotion, but now I'm out.
And let's be so real. Kim and Kylie have more influence than Hailey.
Yeah.
But so their brands, I mean, look at Skims. Like, KKW should be like Skims level. Like, that
exactly.
Yeah. Rare That's beauty huge. Level. And they're not there. So something's gone wrong in the mix.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
So maybe they're trying to fix it. I think I they so. Could. I think Kim is definitely a genius, and Kylie is that's her sister. Come on.
I think Kylie, too, like, she's the one that started the beauty for Kardashians before any
She
of
did.
100%.
Like, the
she
lips.
Was,
mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. They need to be at Rare Beauty standards.
I agree.
They should be.
I agree.
They got to hire someone.
I'm like, girl,
them.
Y'all got every connect
maybe,
on this
and they
earth.
Could.
Yeah, and we have the money to buy it back, right? Yeah,
yep.
Come on.
Definitely.
Okay, NARS.
I would say, God damn, I want to say pass on everything NARS, but not their concealer.
See, that's why I feel like I'm like, I have There's to say smash for the
product.
Concealer and for the liquid blush.
I'm so smashed.
The orgasm,
for NARS.
Like,
I love
it. I love orgasm liquid blush.
It's unreal.
I literally use it all. I'm wearing it today. And their concealer and their foundation.
I love their foundation.
Like, I can't. I have to say
to be frank, they are the boringest brand to me. They bore me. I never think about them. Mm-hmm. But damn it, every
their
time I go
good.
To Sephora, I'm like, let
you
me get my refill.
Yes, dude, but like their quality is good.
They got
maybe
good
that's like more about the marketing and the branding.
Uh-huh.
Hey, that's maybe they're like, that. we're not here for the gimmicks in the show.
Yeah,
we're just
like,
creating
we're
good shit. Yeah.
We're creating,
and that's why I'm buying all their stuff every
we're
time.
We're still buying it. And I love
think
it.
It's one of those brands that it like caters to like my mom.
Yeah.
100%.
Always had NARS. Like even like, I feel like the older women like are not buying like Tarte stuff or
they're
like
definitely
even
not.
Rare Beauty, like they're going to NARS.
They're going
exactly.
to NARS.
You know, they're buying the Radiant Creamy Concealer.
God, so good.
The soft
the
matte
blush.
Pot, the blush, like it's so iconic.
NARS is so crazy though, because it'll be like my mom buying like
orgasm.
Yeah, no, it'll be like
super
deep throat.
Yeah,
like,
super
like,
orgasm.
Or like literal bronzer is like deep throat. I'm like mom.
You're like for what?
But maybe
why?
Maybe that's like their thing. That's like their gimmicky thing.
That's
it's not
funny.
Packaging,
it's like
but that's their funny thing.
Like conservative woman.
Yes,
deep
using deep throat. Love that. I love. Actually, that's something I love about. I'm gonna say smash just for that.
Okay, so
I have
smash,
to say smash.
Sort of.
I have to say, as boring as they are, maybe it's a good thing.
No. Okay, Urban Decay.
I would say pass.
I would say smash.
Oh,
because I feel like they're coming up. I feel like there was a lull.
Yeah,
for Urban Decay for like a while. Where I was like, absolutely. I was like, there's moments where I was just kind of like. Okay, like, what's coming? And then they came out with the concealers, which I really, really liked. And they started doing the liquid blushes. And I feel like they're starting to, like, kind of become more on trend with things.
Okay.
I feel like they're starting to go back into it. So I'm hoping, like, it stays in this, like, more trendy upwards trajectory.
Okay.
Because it was easy for them just to be, like, a palette brand.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to, like, be that, you know?
True.
It's like, dude, you guys
should
be so much more.
Setting spray every, like, sorority girl uses.
Exactly. That's true.
Which is great, and it's amazing. It's like the OG, but the thing is, I want them to continue on the like uphill, what's trendy kind of products, like the full coverage concealers, the liquid blushes, all that stuff.
I have a theory actually why that setting spray does so well is because the packaging's black and purple, like dark purple, and it's because it's called All Night. And like to me, I'm like, damn, like just because it's that color,
marketing.
It's All Night.
The marketing.
It's gonna last me all night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like the actual packaging.
And it is fucking slay.
Yeah.
It is. It works.
Like
it
works
literally
really
works.
Well. Mm-hmm. And they came out recently with like those other things that are viral right now. They're like the liquid lipsticks that dry to a glowy finish.
Oh, I've seen
that. Last line, they have those.
Okay.
So it's like, I think they're doing a good job at doing that. So I'm gonna say smash, but they need to keep on that same trajectory.
Okay. And then last one, Patrick Ta Beauty.
Smash.
Mm-hmm. Everything
he comes out with.
Oh, he's like incredible.
Everything he comes out with. He is
that
incredible.
Dude.
Oh, girl. He knows what he's doing. Patrick, you know what you're doing.
He knows exactly what the fuck is up. He's very smart.
He is one of those brands who like have like just hit the market with exactly what is big.
And those blushes.
God,
and him working
so
with
major
Alex. I'm like,
yes,
every video I'm watching.
The major dimension palettes like that he's done.
We were just talking about Patrick literally yesterday, and we were saying how, like, you know, when some makeup artists do your makeup, you can't tell who did it. I can always tell
same.
When Patrick
really?
Did.
He
has
a very specific style.
Very specific style of makeup, and it's stunning every time, but you can always just tell. And I was like, that is such a talent to do makeup in such a specific way that I can look at a face
that's
and be like,
so
Patrick, talk about that. Mm-hmm. That's very talented.
True.
talented. He's so talented.
I can tell when someone, like, when he glams someone.
Wow. And that's why his products are so good, because he's so specific and everything he uses, like, he knows what he needs. He knows what he wants.
Such an artist.
Oh, yep. He's such a through and through an artist.
He did a live masterclass on, like, TikTok Live.
Yeah.
And I saw clips from it because people were, like, screen recording it. And I didn't watch actual live, but it was so fascinating to me because he would do, like, the tiniest bit of a product and then he would come back and do it like seven times. Like he would do the tiniest bit and then put more blush on and then do like powder and then he'd do like a tiniest bit more. And I was like, this is literal art. Like,
literally. It's an art.
A painter.
His name is such an artist name. Patrick Tom.
Yes, seriously.
That is
so
such
like,
an artist. That's an artist.
It's an artist.
What about his makeup do you recognize?
He has this, I'm telling you, the smoothest, most matte finish. And he always does the eyes where they look so wide and open and matte. I don't know. There's just something about it, too. And the way he smokes out the eyes, I'm like, that was Patrick.
I think with me, it's the blush I think that
and
he
the under eye, too.
Yeah.
The blush is
the blush,
unreal.
For me, it's like, it's so, to me, I'm like, oh, that's like a Patrick Ta blush. Like, it's like, it gets like almost like brought in here. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly how he does it, but it's so specific to his style.
And the liquid over the powder.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's the cream over the powder. That's very him.
He's incredible. It's really crazy.
we're literally a Patrick.
Like, yeah, we're a Stan. We're a Stan account here.
Okay, last question is, what are you guys doing to make moves in your life right now? It doesn't have to be business related, but just got to close it up with the iconic question.
I love that question. Making moves. I would say I've been trying to get out of my comfort zone this year, and I'm going to continue to do so going forward. I started hot yoga this year, which is something I've never done in my whole entire life.
What hot yoga? Like core power?
It's just called hot power fusion, and you're like in 110 degrees for an hour to an hour and a half, and you're doing some 26 and 2 or some yoga, and it's something I started in January, and I haven't stopped, and then we're in September and I'm gonna keep going.
I love that.
And I feel like it's been very confident building, because like working out, I've never filmed myself working out because I'm very awkward, and it's like built so much confidence in me. But it's,
that's amazing,
you know, taking me getting really uncomfortable to do it. So
hot yoga is hard.
I cannot get one person to do it with me. You know how
I got one.
Oh, love that. Yes.
Hard.
It is hard. No one will do it with me.
I was in shape because like I do F45, I go on runs, whatever. I was humbled. I'm like, why can I not do this right now?
For me, I feel like I'm also like focusing more so on like my real life a lot more than I am
more than
my Manny MUA me. And like I'm very focused on like my fitness as well, and focus on like just making connections and friendships and continuing those things. And like, that's what I'm really, really focused on, is like less about like Manny MUA.
You are. I see it this year. I'm really trying building friendships that aren't online, doing things that, you know, you wouldn't regularly do that have nothing to do with online.
Like even like, I don't even know, like going to the gym a lot. Like I just did a bike ride with Laura like recently, I don't even think
we've done a bike ride in our 8 years of friendship.
No, not once.
I did
a bike ride with her.
Like he's done so much this year
We actually did a little friendship recently to
Puerto Vallarta.
To PV.
Oh my God.
And not that that's an uncomfortable thing at all. It was more so like just like snorkeling and being on the beach and being by the pool. And it's like these things, like those are not things that I do like literally ever. But I'm really, really focused on wanting to like just do things with my friends and like create memories. And it's like, even if it's something that I'm not like set on doing, I know if I go into those moments, I'm going to have fun. And I think it's like that mental block of like, you might not usually want to do this, but if you try it, you might really like it. So it's like things like that. So I'm really focusing on like also getting myself out of my comfort zone and really focusing on like myself, my mental health, my physical health. Really, really into that right now.
Well, your brain, it's scientifically proven, your brain loves it when you try new things.
Does it? I did not know that.
It's like really good for your brain to like try something new. Because it like kind of makes sense though, because it's like, whoa, this is like unfamiliar.
It's a new endorphins launching.
I have to like use my brain in a different way. It's like scratching a different itch.
muscle.
Exactly.
My brain is always like, don't do it, just lay at home.
Well, yeah, that's movie. What it tells you. But then when you do it, it's like, I'm so glad
I did that. Exactly. Exactly. Like, that's what I like.
What did this bike ride entail? Like, is just like a silly little
ride around
the
neighborhood? Tennis.
Oh my God!
Yes.
Yeah, like I'm trying to really be more like active in those ways. Yeah, and in the sun active.
That's really good.
Which is something I would never do, but I really want to focus on like my health in that way too. I'm like really deficient in vitamin D, so I'm like I need to be in the actual sun.
You should play pickleball.
I played before.
Mm-hmm. It's fun. I'm playing after this.
I love.
Are you?
Yeah. No, I'm like, I'm really, I just got into it. But we did do a bike ride by our house.
Mm-hmm. I got him out in the sun. Mm.
That's
okay.
Unreal.
Okay.
And it was so much fun.
Literally all the time.
Do you do my like little hot girl walks ever?
I'm a hot girl walker. Hardcore.
I'm not a hot girl walker.
Multiple times
I'm more
a week.
Of a lifter.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A hot boy lifter. A hot lift for me. Yeah, I'm more of a hot lifter.
Mm-hmm. I saw this on TikTok the other day. Instead of girl dinner, it was called guy dinner or boy dinner. And it literally was a plate of steak and then a glass of chocolate milk.
Oh my God. No,
like, or like pink strawberry milk.
Yeah,
like,
I was like
sick.
Oh, like,
that's horrible.
It's literally the
I
truth.
Would never walk again.
Which, by the way, I just have to ask, do you ever think about the Roman Empire? Have you seen this
trend? I know exactly what you're talking about.
I've seen the trend, but I don't understand.
Laura,
I don't understand.
You have to do
your
it.
Husband.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? Maybe like once a month.
Okay. What do you mean? What is the Roman Empire?
And you know what? But you know what?
I don't even know what that is.
No, the only reason I've ever thought about it is because if I'm scrolling on TikTok and I see something about like, oh, old, not TikTok, on YouTube, it'll like something will pop up like about like the empire, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Okay.
But I don't think about it. Like, something triggers my thought.
Am I supposed to be thinking about it?
No. Nope. It's fucking weird.
I don't even know.
But straight men, apparently, like boyfriends,
they think
about the Roman Empire.
Have you not seen these TikToks?
Why?
Laura,
I've
just watched a compilation.
I don't understand what's happening.
It's a joke.
Basically,
they're clowning their men.
It's like a girl will ask her boyfriend, and they'll be like, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And like, dead ass, like, when I tell you I have never thought about it in my entire whole life, except for sixth grade, like social studies, mm-hmm. I literally have never, it's never crossed my mind.
Never.
Literally
that's,
ever.
When I feel I like swear, that's why I like, understand
Bible,
it.
Right?
Yep.
These men are literally like, oh, probably like a few times a week. Like
literally,
like being dead.
Literally,
dead fucking
why?
And
what
I,
happened?
We
when
don't
I saw
know.
This, I was baffled.
Like, I was same. No, I was gagged. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? The only time I ever thought about it was when it popped up on YouTube.
They're like,
that's
how often do you think about it? And like, the girl's literally laughing like for
never?
Real.
Never.
Are you
never.
Well?
Are you fucking well? You have to ask how like how often you love Roman Empire.
I want to ask.
Film
it.
And
I'll
film
ask.
It too.
But don't like film it obviously.
Yeah.
Like, do one of these.
It'll be like
yeah.
a texting.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like a texting.
Yeah. Be like,
how
babe,
often
like,
do you think about the Roman
Empire? I need to know. And you have to text me afterwards.
So is it that men think about it more than women?
Maybe 100%.
Yes.
Okay.
It's basically like the joke is like, yeah, like I think about like
gladiators and
fighting.
Yes. So macho and shit.
Very kin.
So you never think about it?
I would literally say maybe like once every few months, maybe once a month.
Like,
when it pops up,
that's insane.
No, I know, but like, if it pops up like on something that I'll think about. I never like just have a random thought in my head of like the Roman Empire. But like, let's say I'm scrolling on HBO and it says watch 300. That's what I'm.
Okay.
I'm gonna think about Roman Empire.
It's like
other than that, it's like it has something to trigger me. I never just naturally recall the Roman Empire. That does not happen to me.
I mean, that's like insane.
How does? Well, the thing is, like, some of these guys. I saw one that was like, oh, about like every 7 hours. And I said, are you fucking kidding me?
A history teacher?
Like, are you well?
Like, probably like once a day.
Yes. Yes. That's why I'm like, oh, you guys are sick. Every 3 days, maybe?
Sick and obsessed. You know what,
though? What do you mean?
I guess like football, like the NFL is essentially the modern day gladiator.
I can see that.
You know what? Like, that makes sense.
So maybe like.
I can see that.
And they're.
It correlates.
They are sick and obsessed with the NFL. Like you guys.
Oh, 1,000%.
It like, literally takes.
Over. Trust.
It's insane.
Yes.
The NFL is. A
like
breed.
That lives rent free in their head. So I guess that like relation. Maybe?
Yes, the fighting
goes together.
The war. I only think about the hot parts. Like I only think about
the
them
war?
In 300.
No, like when
like
I
shirtless.
Tell you,
that's all I think about.
I don't think about it. Period.
Yeah. No.
I only for me it's more of a fantasy, not anything cool.
I didn't
Nothing
even understand
fighting.
What the Roman Empire was. That's how little I think about it.
I mean, I think it's the funniest trend right now.
I just watched a compilation.
I was literally in Rome last week, not thinking
you
about the Roman Empire. Not one time.
By the Colosseum.
I even saw the Colosseum. It was just like, I even asked my husband, I was like, was this for like priests to speak, like to the audience? And he was like, no. He's like, I think gladiators.
Like fighting and shit.
Okay, so I'm curious because he would probably be like, oh, a lot because he was just there.
Yeah. Oh, well, then yeah, maybe he would.
Now we have to know.
Okay. We'll get him good.
Mm-hmm. Like, if someone asked me that and I hadn't seen the trend, I'd be like, I literally have never thought about it.
I would literally say the same thing. I'd be like, I don't know what you're asking me right now. Like, I don't even know what you're asking me.
The only reason I even thought about it is the fucking trend, being like, do I think about the Roman Empire? Like, I literally had to like dissect. I'm like, do I ever think about the Roman Empire right now?
I was like, am I dumb?
No, seriously. I'm like, do I recall the Roman Empire?
Like, should I start thinking about this?
100%.
I think we're safe. We should never think about it. I think we're safe.
That's also like literally like hundreds and hundreds of thousands of years ago.
It's
like,
just like, it's,
I think,
weird.
It is weird.
It's weird how much like that like resonates with men.
It's giving kin.
Yeah.
It's giving kin.
It's Kenergy. Like, it's very Kenergy.
The epitome of Kenergy.
Something Hakasa. What does he call it? In the,
yes, the something Hakasa
something,
house.
Something Hakasa house.
Fuck.
I don't know.
Dojo.
But.
Dojo.
Yeah. Mojo.
Dojo. Casa house.
It's giving that.
It's very that for
anyway,
straight men.
Anyway, I love you guys so much.
Likewise.
Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having
me. Where can everyone follow you and buy your brands?
My name UA, 733 on everything. And then Lunar Beauty is my brand. Lunar Beauty on everything.
Amazing.
I am Larly on Instagram, and you can just type Larly in. I'll pop up somewhere.
You're gonna be there.
One of their bios.
Yes, bios. And then my brands are Larly Los Angeles for the makeup, Minim LA for the clothing.
And listen to the podcast.
Full coverage.
F-O-O-L
coverage.
Love
we
it.
Are fools and we cover things.
I mean, it's amazing. It is so good. And y'all are both so sassy. And it's so fun to hear.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad.
It. Anyway,
I'm so glad.
Everyone go follow them. Check out their brands. I know I will be buying a palette soon.
We'll save something.
And be sure to follow them on everything and make someone else's day this week. Peace.
Bye, guys.
Hi, guys. If you listen to the full episode, I love you so much. We are going to do a giveaway. It's our first giveaway on Making Moves. I'm so forking excited. Manny and Laura, I talked to them. They are so kind to be giving away their full fantasy collection. I believe it's some brushes, a palette, etc., all the goodies, and they make the good shit. So if you want to be entered in the giveaway, we will send you a package. Just follow all of us on everything and be sure to follow the Making Moves TikTok, Instagram, and subscribe to the YouTube channel. And we will select a random person to give away all the good stuff, too. So I'm so excited. Make sure you follow us on everything. And if you're watching on YouTube, comment down below your favorite beauty brand. And we will be contacting you. Love you guys so much. Bye.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.